This is URN.
So yeah, thank you for coming on, John and Bendix, Indie Bangers.
Very welcome, thanks for having me.
How are you today?
I'm really good, thank you. I can't complain.
That's good.
So obviously, with the current situation, what's the situation at the moment? How are you coping with everything like that?
Oh, me personally or Bodega-wise?
Both.
I'm doing okay. It's quite weird not being at work at Bodega because it's kind of took over my whole life before that in a good way. But I've just used the time to do all the other projects that I've never had time to do. So I've been keeping busy actually writing music and listening to a lot of music, which has been really nice.
That's cool.
That sounds good, yeah.
So yeah, I've just kept busy with it really, but I do miss the venue.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with lockdown and stuff. You just got to keep yourself busy, haven't you? We found that
definitely.
In the summer.
Yeah, I think it's like I think noticing lots of friends and people as well in the industry. I feel like the creative people have had it a lot easier because they're quite good at keeping busy doing their hobbies.
Yeah.
It seemed like they've been okay because they've had their music or their arts to do and concentrate on, which is good.
Yeah, they can still kind of do things at home, can't they? They can still write music or...
Yeah, it must just be harder for bands. Like, this is what I've found. If I was solo, it would be a lot easier, but when you're trying to send stuff over to each other, and it's a whole bunch of fun. But
yeah, so are you in a band yourself?
Yeah, literally just started. I used to be in a band years ago, and then I haven't since I've worked at Bodega really, because I've just been busy.
Yeah,
and then I finally started one, pretty much at the start of just before the start of lockdown.
Ah, nice. Wow. What's your band called?
We don't have a name yet, so if anyone can think of a name,
and
send it me. That would be really helpful.
We do a lot of undercover stories.
We talk about names quite a lot. Yeah. Like, this name was because of this.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and I think it's really important part of your identity. And I think like there'll just be a moment suddenly when it's there, but it's been going on like 6 months now and I still don't know.
But maybe you just need to find something and go with it.
Yeah, because my old band used to have the stupidest name and I can't top it, so
what was it?
We were called Cherry Hex and the Dream Church.
Why?
Absolutely no reason whatsoever. I picked just a load of words that I liked and just jumbled them up together. And was like,
but sometimes the strangest ones are the best.
Yeah, well, so if you could remember it to then search for us to find our music, that would be good.
Yeah.
So maybe simpler is better. But
so tell us how you kind of became the manager of Bodega, because it sounds pretty cool to me.
I got really lucky in a whole bunch of places. So I was just finishing my dissertation of uni. This was like, I guess 3 years ago. I freaked out because I didn't have a job at the time and I was worried. So I started on the bar at Bodega. And I did the bar work for like 3 or 4 months. And then the assistant manager job came about. So I applied for that thinking, there's not hope in hell, but luckily I got it. And then I guess it was about a year later, the production manager job came about, which is what I do now. And I got that one as well. So luckily I've managed to fall into like the right part of working in a venue, because I kind of advance the shows and book local supports and stuff. So I managed to fall into the area of running a venue that I was really interested in.
Yeah, that does sound pretty exciting.
It does sound very good. What did you do at uni?
I did journalism.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Did you go to Nottingham?
I went to Trent.
Okay.
And I did print, so I am not radio trained.
I found your radio show. Is it City Beats?
Oh, God, on City Beat, yeah. Oh, we're only doing a couple of them. We're very rusty. But it was fun. It's fun. I did it with Sam. Well, hopefully we'll do it again after once we're allowed to. But, yeah, I did it with Sam, who's the promo manager at Bodega as well. So that was always fun.
So what's your type of music? And what music does your band play?
My band, I wouldn't know what to say. I guess it's kind of like a bit like psyche cowboy, sexy cowboys.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of genre that would fall under. Yeah, it's a
is it kind of like country?
No. It's just, we kind of sound like sad psychedelic cowboys in a way. But I don't know what exact genre that is.
it's hard to pinpoint genres, though. They're so subjective. To nail on a specific genre, it's quite hard.
Yeah, I guess they're kind of inspired a bit like by like Alalas and that kind of music.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in that vein.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that. Whatever they are, it's in that vein.
You don't want to define yourself too much.
No, God, you wouldn't want to do that.
You can't choose a genre.
No, we've got a whole bunch of songs, and I mean, it's me and like five other boys, so like, it's a lot of fun.
That's good.
But not quite settled down on what we're called or what we're playing.
And as soon as shows get back, you've got a great platform. You can book yourself.
I know, but how lame would that be? Like, oh, that's a good support act. I'll put them on. I feel like I've shot myself in the foot. Like, I can't put myself on any of the good shows.
Speaking of gigs, how do gigs like come about? Do you approach the bands? Do the bands approach you?
Oh, okay. So, Bodega's part of DHP Family, which is also runs Rescue Rooms in Rock City.
Yeah.
So we have promoters within the company, and they work with agents of bands who will book in their like show in Nottingham as part of their tour or as a singular show. And then once they're booked in, then I get put in touch with their tour manager. And then we like organise everything running up to the show date to make sure it all runs smoothly. And then support wise, sometimes the band will pick or the agent will pick. And sometimes if they don't have a support, then they come to me and say, can we have some suggestions? And that's the really good bit because I get to put forward like local bands for them to pick from that would be like suitable. So that's kind of the process of shows at Bodega anyway.
So you've got to have a good knowledge of the local scene to know which suits each kind of artist.
I think that I must know like 98% of local artists, because if I didn't, I really wouldn't be doing my job very well. which is great because it means that I get to listen to like so much local music and get good excuse to go to other venues to watch the bands, see what they're like live.
That's true.
Yeah, I just always want people sending me stuff. As soon as I hear something new, I'm like, give it me, it might be useful for you.
Yeah.
Do you have like a dream band you want to see at Bodega or organise at Bodega?
What, like a national band, like not local?
Whoever you want, anyone. Yeah.
Or from any time period as well.
Oh my god, from any time period, that's oh my god, that's a huge question. So my music, oh, my genre, like what I like spans all the genres as well. I can't even really put me on the spot here, boys. I'd love to see someone like, if I'm going old school, I'd love to see someone like Love. They would be amazing because they've got like just so much going on in their band, like, but I don't know how they'd all fit on the stage, to be fair. Yeah.
How like essential is the club nights? Because obviously you couldn't do them in the last couple of months. How essential are they for the running of Bodega?
It's so essential. They're just like part of our brand, aren't they? They've just been going forever. And I think so many people especially really love like popcorn on a Friday. There's like a whole kind of collection of people that just like religiously go to religiously go to Pop Confessional. It's been really sad not being able to kind of see all the regulars. And we do need them, like doing the sit down clubs where we're like trying to keep it going a bit. It's just, it's great that people turn up for them, and we still love to kind of provide whatever fun we can with those clubs when they're sit down. But we just want everybody to be able to dance around and get really into it again. So yeah, but they'll be back on, as soon as we can. They'll be back on, and it'll be a sweaty mess.
We look forward to them, definitely. Yeah, how are you kind of preparing for that? How, like, is there a timeline in place, or like any way that you're kind of preparing? Because it's difficult. There's so much uncertainty at the moment. But...
yeah, I think we kind of stopped. We kind of stopped planning and preparing for things because every time we did, the goalposts changed again. So we'd kind of be like maybe by this point we'll be able to do this, but then they'd the government or someone would introduce like new restrictions or another way that we had to work. So we kind of stopped planning and just were having to go a bit more with like, we'll see what they say next week.
Yeah, that's probably sensible, isn't it? Just each day at a time.
But it would just be nice to be able to put some music on. Because obviously with reducing the cap by like, I don't know, like 5 times really, I think we could sell to about 32 tickets in comparison to 220. Like, so it was
huge. Difference.
Yeah. So then you obviously have to put ticket prices up a bit to break even because you want to be able to pay the musicians. So there is a lot to kind of think about whether it's worthwhile or not. But we just said, you know what, if we can not lose money and put on some live music for the bands and for public, like that's just something we'd rather be doing. Just to keep the vibe going.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, we will do them as soon as we're allowed to, and same with the club nights, we'll have them both going as soon as we can.
When it comes to booking gigs at the moment, what date range do the artists want to be booking for? Are they playing it safe, or are they more optimistic?
It's like just been the whole of the last year has been just constantly moving things around. Because there was a lot that were moved from October time of last year. They were all moved to like February, March now. So they're obviously all having to be shifted again. So basically from September onwards is like chocker in our diary now, because everybody's hoping that we'll be able to put on full cap shows by then. A lot of people are booking from September, because that seems like that could be the safest bet.
Have you had, we've seen stuff about the kind of like government grants and like funds for like music venues, have you seen any of that?
Yeah, DHP got awarded like the Music Venues Trust one, which basically has meant that we can kind of keep the place afloat, and we can all be paid on furlough, like so that we can go back to a job essentially, which is really good. It keeps we're able to keep the venue itself, obviously, because you're still having to pay rent and things like that. So it's massive help, definitely.
How much of a relationship do you build with the artists, and what's like the nicest impression that an artist has given you? Who's your like one way you come back and think, oh, they were really nice?
Oh, you know what? We're so lucky at Bodega. It sounds like a cop out, but it's not. We get so many people that are lovely, because a lot of the time they're like on their way up before they get like super big. So often a lot of artists that we get are all still quite humble and very polite and grateful for like any of the help that we're giving them. And sometimes if you could tell they've had a bit of a rubbish journey on the way or something, or they've had a bit of a problem, if you just offer to help with loading, then they're all real happy. So normally I can kind of tell if they've had a bit of a rough morning and might be a bit hungover from the last night's gig. If I'm like, do you want me to carry your bass amp up the stairs, mate? They're like, oh, best friend. So we're quite lucky we get a lot of nice people. Arlo Park, she was so sweet. Just considering especially how much she's blown up lately, she was just so humble. We have like an in-house photographer who takes pictures of like the sellout shows as like special ones, and then we get them to sign it at the end, and she was just like blown away by the fact that we'd like taken those pictures that night, and she was all like, of course I'll sign them for you, and it was so that was I remember that being really like lovely and humbling.
Do you have any like funny stories about gigs, or ones where it's like the show must go on, something disastrous has happened but the show must go on?
we get things like where you can't tell the bands to not do it type thing, like when like a health and safety nightmares, like, because that's part of my job is making sure that the gigs are all safe as well. I remember one we had like a country band a while ago, and they were playing, like, I don't know what it was called, but it's like this like kind of metal rack thing, and you wear like metal things on your fingers and you play it like that, and they poured like some like fluid on it and set it on fire, and I was like, I was on the side of the stage like, oh my god.
Did they not give you any prior notice, any warning?
This is the thing. There's normally a warning for things like this, and we're normally like, no, sorry, you can't do that, no warning. So I was like, there, stood on the side, but basically with a jug of water at hand to be like ready. So yeah, we get a few of those that you just kind of have to go with at the time, and you hope for the best.
You mentioned how you're kind of part of this DHP family.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel in competition with the other, like, Rock City and Rescue Rooms?
I feel like there's like healthy competition because we all know each other so well. We all love each other. We're all really good mates. All the people that work in the venues and all the managers. So there's like a healthy competition, I'd say.
Okay, that's good.
We're pushing
each other.
Yeah, we don't tread on each other's feet. We just make sure that we keep, like, we would both never put a disco night on the same night type thing, or an indie night on the same night. We have to just come to an agreement. And then we stay friends.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, and often, like, a lot of bands will, obviously, they'll start at Bodega and they'll work their way up, so it's really nice to be able to see bands, like, gain in success, and then go to Rescue Rooms next time, and then hopefully even Rock City in the end. So it's really nice to see them, like, progress through, and we'll follow them up.
We've got a couple quick-fire questions for you.
Oh, okay.
So,
not my strong point.
The first one is the best gig you've organised at Bodega.
Oh my god. I really enjoyed Soft Girls and Boys Club, which was a local one. I do love the local headliners, because we've had so many that have like sold out, or they're just unbelievably fun, and everyone that turns out for them is just so passionate about this band doing well.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, a lot of bands as well that play the headline shows, they, like the locals, they think it's going to be all their friends there, and then actually there's a crowd of so many people they don't know, but in Nottingham just turns out to support these local bands. So yeah, my favourite, I remember one being, my favourite being Soft Girls and Boys, because they, unfortunately, everyone raided the stage, was picking all of them up, like, they were on each other's, they were playing their last song, like, on each other's shoulders and stuff, and I was like, again, I was like, this is a nightmare, but it's great. So yeah, I remember that being, like, just super heartwarming.
What's the best gig you've been to? Doesn't have to be at Bodega.
Can it be a festival, and it can be a specific part of a festival?
Yeah, yeah, well,
because that's like the best artist. Like, I was at Bestival, oh god knows how many years ago. I used to work them, like the festivals, and I saw Chic and Nile Rodgers. And it was just the most amazing disco experience of my life. Like, I remember being there in the moment, like, kind of getting my disco fever on and being like, this is the singular best moment of my life.
That sounds pretty good.
It was just so, because everyone, you cannot be miserable when you're dancing to disco and Chic and Nile Rodgers. And everyone was just like having a whale of a time. That was, yeah, the best gig.
Lidl or Aldi?
Oh, Aldi, because there's one right at the end of my road. It's always got my back.
That seems to be the answer quite a lot of time, whichever's closest.
Yeah. Yeah, although Lidl does have a good pastry section.
So. I agree, the bakery, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
The middle of Lidl's better as well.
The middle of Lidl?
It's way better than the middle of Aldi.
Do you reckon they get some real bangers in the middle of Aldi though? Like, we've got stupid objects like around our house. Like, I stayed at, I don't know if you know the local band Sancho Panza. I stayed with them at the start of lockdown because I didn't want to live on my own because I'd have gone insane. So I lived with them and we started buying things from the middle of Aldi. Oh, it could have been the middle of Lidl, to be fair. And then we ended up having like a whole garden of stupid furniture and AstroTurf because we're just buying stuff from the middle of Lidl.
And our next question is, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yeah, it does. I don't even eat a ham because I'm vegetarian, but a ham and pineapple is great.
Yes, good answer. And our last question is, two bands that have played at Bodega, Strokes or Arctic Monkeys?
Wait, what was the question?
Is Strokes or Arctic Monkeys?
I have played at Bodega?
No. Which one do you prefer?
Oh, which one do I prefer? Oh, Arctic Monkeys, because growing up, they were, yeah, I was big into them growing up at school.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. This was fun.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it.
It was really interesting as well.
Oh,
we wanted to know a lot of this.
Yeah, very intriguing.
Well, if you ever have any more questions, you feel free to pick my brain.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And we can't wait for Bodega to open up again.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, me too. Come back.
Yeah, that's like the thing that I think of when I think of like the complete return to normality. I think of standing in Bodega on Indie Wednesdays. That'll be like when I'll be like
singing Away
Like
This.
That is what everyone's waiting for.
Back to normal.
Is URN University Radio Nottingham.